John Fetterman criticizes Senate's marathon voting on Trump's big, beautiful bill, I Just Want to Go Home. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 30, 2025. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, criticized the Senate's marathon voting on President Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill, expressing that he just wants to go home. When asked by a reporter if he knew when the voting on the bill might wrap up, Fetterman expressed that he had already missed his family's entire trip to the beach, and added that he felt it was unhelpful to keep people here till some ungodly hour. Did you get any clues on the floor about what time this might wrap? A reporter asked. Oh my God, I just want to go home, Fetterman responded. I've missed our entire trip to the beach. My family's going to be back before we, and again, I'm going to vote no, there's no drama. In fact, the only interesting votes are going to be on the margin. Whether that's Collins, or Johnson and those, but all the Democrats. We all know how that's going to go, Fetterman continued. And I don't think it's really helpful to put people here till some ungodly hour. As Breitbart News previously reported, the ongoing vote series regarding the bill, beautiful bill, comes after the Senate voted 51-49 on Saturday night to proceed with the big, beautiful bill, clearing the path for amendment votes to begin late Monday evening. While the Senate voted to advance the Trump-backed bill on Saturday, Senate Democrats further delayed the legislation's path forward by forcing the bill to be read in its entirety, starting late Saturday, according to CBS News. Senate Democrats further delayed the legislation's path forward by forcing the bill to be read in its entirety, starting late Saturday. After nearly 16 hours, the Senate clerks concluded their reading of the bill on the floor, starting the clock on debate. Each side then had up to 10 hours for debate. Following debate, and a break until the morning, the Senate began what's known as a Votorama Monday, in which senators may offer an unlimited number of amendments and force the chamber to cast vote after vote. Democrats are expected to use the opportunity to put their GOP colleagues on the record on a number of controversial issues ahead of the midterm elections. Breitbart News reported that Trump has previously indicated that Republicans are on the precipice of delivering the big, beautiful bill that he wants to sign by the 4th of July. The big, beautiful bill includes major tax cuts and eliminates taxes on tips and overtime, among other things. The one big beautiful bill would be a legacy-defining piece of legislation for Trump's presidency if it becomes law, as it includes major tax cuts and eliminates taxes on tips and overtime. Moreover, the one big beautiful bill delivers on another core campaign promise of border security, as it would direct the completion of Trump's border wall and fund at least 1 million removals annually. Additionally, it would modernize air traffic control systems and would stop 1.4 million illegal aliens from receiving Medicaid, for the White House. We are on the precipice of delivering massive general tax cuts. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security for our seniors. Permanently securing our borders, an even bigger and more powerful military. I rebuilt it during my first term, and it is already the best. But we will make it better, unleashing our American economy, dominating the energy market, creating jobs, and getting money back to American families, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social.